Subject in question presents with a variety of symptoms. Symptom A, hallucinations, false perceptions. Subject in question sees and hears things others do not. Symptom B, cognitive impairments, abstract reasoning. Subject in question does not reach conclusions that are obvious or logical to everyone else. Symptom C, language problems. Subject in question communicates oddly in a way that is hard for us to understand. Symptom D, behavioral disturbances, mutism. Subject in question refuses to communicate verbally and he exhibits signs of random behavior almost constantly. Symptom E, alogia, poverty of speech. Subject in question has great difficulty engaging in conversation. Symptom F, delusions, thought broadcasting. Subject in question believes all people can communicate to him through thought broadcasting. The subject in question here is not these people on TV, it's not me, and it's not any of you. The subject in question here is God, and I speak with great certainty and accuracy when I say, if God's not dead, he is schizophrenic, and he needs to start taking his motherfucking medicine. He needs to do it now. Dear God, who's in charge? Dear God, who's running the show? Father God, what's wrong with you? Father God, why do innocent children get raped, butchered, slaughtered, and tortured so much, Father God? Father God, don't you like kids? Father God, how can you sleep at night? God, don't have a conscience, do you? What kind of God are you that would answer the prayers of child molesters and not the parents and the child? Father God, what the fuck is wrong with you? There's evil all over inside this fucking planet right now, and I can't understand anything you tell me because I don't understand thought broadcasting, Father God. There, Father God, get your head out of your ass. Quit being so selfish and pay attention to the kids. Master plan, Father God? Father God, are you deaf? What kind of sick bastard God has a plan that involves the abduction of children and then the molestation, butcher, and murder of same-sex child? What kind of sick motherfucker has a plan like that, Father God? Omnipotent my ass, Father God, you are weak. Father God, Jessica Lunsford, 3 days in a closet, bleeding from the vagina, then buried alive. What the fuck is wrong with you? Kill me now. Judge me. Strike me down. If we don't judge you, Father God, who the fuck will? Oh, I'm so scared, Father God. You must be on vacation. Need some medication. Get your thumb out of your ass, Father God, and start smiting people now. And show me something, Father God. A 9-year-old girl does it, and it has no problems. You know she was praying to you, and her parents were praying to you. 20 million people are praying to you, and you answer the prayers of a child molester. Fuck you. You should be ashamed of yourself, and I'm ashamed to be called a Christian, Father God. Shame on you. It's okay to be schizophrenic, Father God. Just take your medicine. Since you don't understand language too good, the next part here is for you, Father God.
Yeah. You're listening to the Eternal Now on WFM.org. My name is Andy. I'll be with you for about an hour or so. We just heard from Sickness, track called Fever in the Skin from Ground Fault CD entitled I Have Become the Disease That's Made Me. Before that, Sex Drome Contortion Portrait was the name of the track. And before that, Watane on Horns Impaled. And starting the set off was a CDR sent to me by Brian Lewis Saunders, claiming that that is a collaboration with John Duncan. So, I don't know. That's what it said. Up next here is some solo Chris Carter.
as we sit in the station, hoping we can go out into the desert, the glaciers and the snow, on another planet, a million miles away. Something stirs in a spaceship, something here to stay. Is missing and floating up in space. The people are there looking for another place, and now they found it, but we were unaware. We didn't know they'd be hostile, we didn't really care. They've got our weapons, now they've got control. They want to take our hearts and they want to take our souls. Now they're coming for us, better make an escape. Gotta take some action before it gets too late. See their logic fade. See them panic and whisper. See their edges fray. And now their planet burns up into thin air. We knew we'd kill them anyway. We didn't really care.
Yeah.
Synthesizers and vocoders. Name that track was Solos for Voices. Electronic Realization by Gordon Mama and David Tudor. Just before that, excerpt from the soundtrack. Of the Body Snatchers from 1979. Denny Zeitlin. Name that track was Angel of Death. Guess you're not going to find that Soul Seek be trumped by all the Slayer entries. But some nice electronic music nonetheless. Before that, Solid Space, track called 10th Planet. And we started that set off with Maybe by Chris Carter of Throbbing Gristle. And he sings on that track. I guess it's kind of clear that that's why he was not the singer. Throbbing Gristle. Moving right along. Here is some more music. You're listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy, and this is WFMU.
Thank you. yet another perfect cut.
Oh my gosh, what a coincidence.
This happens to be in style.
Well, the most important things in my life are succeeding in making my goals. And my goals are, I'd like to get a swimming scholarship to a college. And I'd like to become a lawyer when I grow up, you know. And I'd like to go to college probably at UCLA because I hear they have nice weather and good-looking guys. And, oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. And, I'd like to have next year in high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them, and I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them, and, let's see, what else? I'd like to go a lot of parties, have a good time. I want to, when I grow up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who would never leave me. And, I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and just be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
Yeah. I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults. Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Care music.
Is this for real?
That's what do you expect from dropouts?
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets. That jingles shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time when you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. That maybe I should listen more closely. And I did. And I learned to dance to it. And then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
J'ai peur, j'ai de plus en plus peur. J'ai tout le temps peur. Il m'a arrivé un grand malheur, un très grand malheur. Pauvre petit lapin, si gentil, si mignon, a été sacrifié tôt ce matin.
Que j'ai fait
avec tout le mal que j'ai dit et tout le mal que je rêve de faire. Ok, j'ai jamais connu la guerre, la vraie guerre, le vrai sang.
mais dans ma tête y'a la haine. Dans ma tête ça tue, ça saigne. Dans ma tête ça tue, ça saigne. Dans ma tête ça tue, ça saigne. Dans ma tête ça tue, ça saigne.
Mais je t'aime quand même, t'es mon lapin rose, venu avec toutes tes armes de chevalier pour me sauver.
Let it be known, sons and daughters, that Satan was an acid head. Drink from his cup, pledge yourselves, and together we'll all freak out.
Some files in Dominico and John Franco are dancing in the moon on the paper wine.
But look at your inner eyes.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh. is Brazilian soya bean, Chilean chicory nut bun, Spanish fly.
The next morning.
Mara, coffee, Morton.
No, I think I've had enough.
Look for the can in the plain brown can. Look for the can in the plain brown can. Look for the can in the plain brown can. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
Somewhere out in the yellow grayness lurks.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
More genius retarder. Noise from smell and quim from the UK from a 7-inch entitled Tea Culture. Just before that, Costas from France from a new split 7-inch with MHTO, who are sort of like a free jazz noise garbage unit. Not the free jazz garbage, but I think that's the attitude of this particular band that I didn't even play. Maybe next week. Just before that, Negative Land from the album Helter Stupid from 1989. And we started that set off with the version Prunes from a double LP titled A New Form of Beauty. It's a pretty awesome record. It's a combination of early live shows and some studio recordings, and it's kind of dynamic. It's all over the place. A little more weird punk stuff before they went goth. And they kind of had a noise experimental period as well. The Virgin Prunes. Up next, this is Coil from the album Astral Disaster. Thank you. Okay, that was a very long set. Just two tracks, but still very long. We just heard from a band from Sweden, Nilarade, Fallibilist Horse Star.
Yes.
Another terrible pronunciation on my part. From an album, Howl Rum. This was reissued in 2004 by Scratch and Sniff in the Michigan area. But they're from Sweden. Dark ambient scraping metal, etc. Very dilapidated sort of good sounds there. And just before that, Coil. Astral Disaster. And I don't know what else to say other than all the excitement about the healthcare that we're going to get now. Finally catching up to Europe about 20, 30 years later. That's all for me this week. Have yourself a good rest of the week, and I'll catch you here next Wednesday. Thanks for listening to the Eternal Now. You're listening to WFMU.